I'm going to commit to pastry stouts, which are sugary and sweet and everything that makes this world run. Well, I got a little carried away there, but pastry stouts are delicious. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are going to indulge in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for beer beginners or for beer lovers who are just hungry to learn a little bit more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am going to be your host. Welcome to the continuation of our Dumb Beer Question series. This is part two, I think, of two. I think we should be able to get it all done in this episode. If you have not listened to part one already, I'd encourage you go ahead and click stop on this episode. Head on back to episode seven. I'll tell you how the hell Dumb Beer Questions came to be, and you'll know what the heck we're doing. So here we go. You already listened to part one. Welcome to part two. If you are ready to keep this boozy journey going with me and try tasting beer in a totally new way, and side note, the way that I learned how to taste beer, I'd invite you to head over to beerfeelings.com/guide to download our free craft beer tasting guide. After you download it, you are going to get this kick-ass email series that's going to hold your hand, push you to the edge of your comfort zone, and get you describing and learning really about what brings you the most joy in beer. So one more time, beerfeelings.com/guide to download your free craft beer tasting guide. All right, let's go ahead and hop into some more questions. So the next question on my list is, what is a nitro? Great question. The Natalie answer on this is, a nitro is a delicious beer. That's what I think. I know not everybody agrees with that, but basically a nitro or something on nitro is just a beer that depends on nitrogen instead of carbon dioxide as the carbonator. A little science, I guess. Carbon dioxide has bigger bubbles than nitrogen when it's put into a liquid. So when you have something with nitrogen or on nitro, it's a little, like, I guess I would describe it as lightly carbonated. It just has like smaller bubbles that kind of like work together as a team to make a really awesome foam layer on the top. So I personally think it tastes more velvety. It feels more silky. Like if you get a really delicious dark beer that has like a marshmallowy top, it's very possible that that is on nitro. The other thing that you will notice about beers that are on nitro is the bubbles that cling to the sides will kind of cascade down. So visually, nitros are gorgeous. Like they are supermodel beers and just cool to look at, even if you don't like drinking them. But the downside of the nitro is when you put nitrogen in a beer, it can kill some of all the juicy goodness from the hops. So the good news is if you're not a big fan of hops or you're still working on your like bitterness tolerance, I guess we could call it, nitro is a really good option because it makes the other parts of the beer shine a little louder. So nitro, just a beer with nitrogen. All right, next question. What city actually has the best breweries? Oh no, I thought I got rid of this question because I don't want to answer it. But okay, we're live, we're recording, so we're just going to answer it. So I don't want to answer this. So I'm going to give you guys a cop-out answer. I think the city that you're in has the best breweries. If you're on vacation in, I don't know, Boston, then Boston has the best breweries. I live here in Denver, Colorado, and that's where I am right now. So I would argue that Denver has the best breweries because I can get to them right now. But in all seriousness, I think every city has its own flavor. I think every brewery has its own flavor. And I would feel just bummed out if I just had to choose one. So sorry, guys, that's not the answer you wanted, but that's what you're getting today. Oh, ooh, another tough one. What beer is the universal favorite, even for those who say they don't like beer? I don't know that there's going to be... Okay, I kind of copped out on the last answer, so I'm going to give you guys a real answer on this one. There are people that will dislike every single kind of beer in the same way that there are people that will really love every kind of beer. What I have seen as a beer expert, I guess we can call me that. So whatever I am in the beer space, I guess a beer guide or a beer expert is for beer beginners that think that they don't like beer, because that's really my area of expertise. The easiest ones to start with tend to be pastry stouts and sours, tart beers. Think like chocolatey coffee beers, just because I think those are easy to get into because they're familiar flavors for the coffee drinkers who are soon to be beer lovers. And then sours are just, I don't know, they're delicious. And I've had a really easy time. People who like ciders especially seem to have an easy time getting into sours. But as far as just like beer lovers in general, I don't know that there's a universal favorite. My answers are getting a little more specific. So there you go, fam. Universal favorite, I'm not so sure. But for those that say they don't like beer, I'm going to commit to pastry stouts, which are sugary and sweet and everything that makes this world run. I got a little carried away there, but pastry stouts are delicious. Sours are delicious. All right. I feel myself rambling. So that means I need to just get on to the next question, Jones. All right, here we go. How long can I actually keep a beer? Okay. Another really good question. You guys all submitted fantastic questions, which is why I wanted to do two episodes of this. Quick little pause and side note. If you're listening to this episode and some new questions are coming up, do not fear. This will not be the only opportunity to submit dumb beer questions to me. Just make sure you're following me on Instagram, just at beer feelings. Feelings is plural because I have a lot of them. And every now and then, just check the story. And sometimes I say, hey, now's the time, send in your dumb beer questions that really aren't that dumb. These are all excellent questions. So, okay, Natalie, focus. How long can I actually keep a beer? So the formal answer, like the official hoity-toity answer is, that cracked me up, is 3-ish months if it's refrigerated and stored properly. No, I'm sorry. 3 months if it's like on the shelf, 6 months if it's refrigerated and stored properly. I would say though, if you have a beer that's sitting in your fridge for 3 months and you're not excited to drink it in less time than that, knock it off. Like that kind of hurts my feelings. I think instead of focusing and worrying about beer storage, let's actually just like, okay, honesty hour, why is it in there? Like who bought it for you? Is it a gift? Like, did you buy it for yourself and then just forget about it? Like, let's dive down to the root of that. Please, everyone, like put your right hand up. I'm not going to be able to hear you. So we're just going to honor system and repeat after me. I state your name. So I, Natalie Jones, promise to not buy beer that I'm not excited to drink. And if I do, Natalie will love shout at me from afar. Okay. Thank you very much. I will never know if you repeat it or not, but just counting on you doing that. So, okay. Now that we've talked about that, let's talk a little bit about like storage to actually answer this question. Cause I've kind of skated around the issue on a few other questions on this episode. So, okay. Like I said, if you're keeping it cool in a dark place, like a fridge, you should be okay at 6 months. If it's room temperature, still make sure to keep it in a dark place. If it's going to be on a shelf, like a basement would be better than a porch, but do what you can. But then in that case, like 3-ish months, most bottles and cans should have a enjoy by date on them. So you can always reference it there, but we're going to circle back, stop buying beer that you aren't excited to drink. And just, if you find yourself like obligated to buy that beer, just imagine like a little like angel and devil, Natalie popping up on your shoulder. I'll talk you through it at the liquor store. All right. Our final question in this dumb beer questions series is it true that if a can goes from cold to hot and back to cold, it is skunked? Great question, because for many, many moons, I thought the answer was yes. and I was throwing away perfectly good beer. And current Natalie, like 29-year-old Natalie, is now yelling at 25-year-old Natalie that did that because it was what a waste of money. So the answer is not really. It's not great for your beer to make it warm, but it shouldn't totally kill it and you should be fine to drink it. Really, the temperature cycling is what that's called when it's cold and hot and cold and hot. That's not what's hurting it. It's just the hot periods. So if you can minimize that, like, okay, keeping a bunch of beer in your car when it's parked in a parking lot at your office and it's 100 degrees, probably not a great idea. But if you, like, maybe the only time you have to go buy beer is, you know, like on your lunch break, and then you throw it in the car and then you go home and you put it in the fridge, it's going to be fine. Name of the game. We just want to keep it cool. We want to keep it like chilly and happy in the fridge as much as possible. What can cause the skunking, though, if you're curious, is actually exposure to light, to UV rays. Without getting into a whole bunch of science here, but it causes a chemical reaction that basically makes it taste like yucky skunk spray. So if you have cans, this is less of an issue because light can't really get in there. But if you have like green or brown bottles, definitely make sure you're keeping those in a dark place, like definitely in the fridge they go. And then they won't get skunky and gross. Unfortunately, if they do kind of get skunky, there's no going back. Just like, I don't know, dump them out, recycle a little bit, and then learn your lesson. Once more, going to reiterate this, and this is probably going to be on every single episode. My hope for you, my sincerest wish is stop purchasing beer that's just so-so, or that you feel obligated to buy, or that it's just okay and nice. And let's buy some beer that when we get it home, we're like, fuck yeah, I can't wait to drink this. So those are all of our dumb beer questions. Like I mentioned in the first episode, there are kind of a few different buckets of topics like IPAs, sours, just tasting in general. I really want to make sure that I have a lot more time to go into a lot more detail on. So stay tuned for some future episodes on that. Head to the site, download your free Beer Feelings tasting guide. Just either beerfeelings.com and scroll to the bottom, or beerfeelings.com/guide. That is it for me, my friends. Until next time, cheers.